listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi there. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. I'm an evidential medium supporting those navigating grief and loss. On this show, you're going to experience live readings, bringing fear forward, real messages from loved ones in spirit. If you've been wondering whether they're still with you, you're in the right place. I offer private readings worldwide, sharing messages of comfort, healing, and connection. You can learn more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Now stay with me. The space is about healing, hope, and reminding you that you are never truly alone. Now, when we talk about having messages from loved ones, sometimes this show is more of an intuitive reading. And that still comes from our loved ones in spirit. That is still messages coming from those around you that choose to come in at that moment to give you the information that you need. So no matter what type of reading you're coming to look for, know that these are people that are with you on the other side every single day, your friends in spirit, giving you that love and support. Now, we have a caller here. We've got Ashley in Painesville, Ohio. Ashley, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Ashley. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Happy to be here. So what brings you to my show today?
I thought it would be cool to get a reading. I'm interested in all this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, now it's interesting when you said that you're interested in all this. What I'm getting is that you're having some, I keep hearing synchronicity. You're getting signs, are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you do have a loved one in spirit over there. You have a grandfather that's close to you.
I do.
You guys were, you were close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's been gone for a while, hasn't he?
Well, I have two grandfathers and one passed away recently and the other one I never met.
Okay. No. Okay. So you've got two of them over there. Now let's separate these ones apart because okay, here's what I'm getting. I'm getting memories. And that's why I figured my brain got in there and said, he's been gone a while, but I'm getting memories of you two when you were a child with him. And
okay.
Spending time. Now, these are lovely little memories. Would you have been out in a yard with him and him kind of taking you around and showing you different things like dandelions and this and that? Do you have a memory of that?
You know, I'm wondering if you're thinking of an uncle that was older.
Oh, okay. Okay. Could be.
Yeah. That's what it's kind of sounding like.
Let's go a little bit further with this then, because
okay.
I see you with this person, and you spent quite a bit of time with him when you were small, and you would have been quite small at this time. Like I feel like you're just kind of starting to walk kind of thing. So is this your uncle then? Because there's a grandfather there as well.
I think it would be my uncle.
Now he would be more chatty. He'd be more interested in coming forward and being in this. And I feel like your grandfather is there, but he's kind of pulling back a little bit because he's not really sure about this. It wouldn't have been something that would have been his real cup of tea, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel your uncle would have been, he would have been the type of person to try anything once.
I could see that.
You know, he wouldn't say no to something, and he'd be curious about this. Now, what I'm getting is that he's the fellow that's coming through to give you signs while your grandfather is hanging out in the background, kind of giving support and healing.
Okay.
Now, with the synchronicity that you have coming in to your life, it's like they're trying to remind you. It's getting more into your own intuition and listening to the voices of, you know, oh, don't do this, or this is a really good direction mm-hmm. for me. Because it feels like for you, what you're beginning to get is, I'm going to say urges. And it was something, you know, like, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. This is something I have yeah. to do. And they're reminding yeah. you that these are good. I mean, these are good things, because it's, they're giving you guidance on money. Have okay. you had that happen? Because it feels...
maybe.
Okay.
I'm sorry, continue.
Because what it feels like is there's going to be some sort of urge or desire around that, and to make some changes.
Okay.
That's one of the pieces that they're coming through with. Are you also looking okay. at a career? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was agreeing with you.
Okay. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice, because it helps me strengthen the connection as well. Now, it also feels like there's something going on with your career, your work.
I'm not sure, but I just kind of feel like I'm in a limbo phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying to figure out the direction I'm supposed to be going in. Like, I know what I'm doing career wise, but it's just staying there at that place per se.
Right. It feels like there's change coming around with that. Now, what they're asking you to do is to sit with them in the quiet.
Okay.
Now, what you can do with this, because this is, yeah, I mean, you need to be happy at work. We spend a lot of time there, right? So it's got to be good. Mm-hmm. And you've got to feel like, because you want to progress, it feels like there's yeah. a desire to do a little bit more. And where you're at is just mm-hmm. not going to provide that. So what they're okay. asking you to do is to sit in the quiet and put it out to them, what you want.
All right.
To the highest and best. Now, you'll be surprised at what they come back with, because your uncle and your grandfather standing in this in the picture now, they're your biggest fans.
Mm.
They have so much confidence in your ability to go further with this. Now, you did a lot of work to get to where you are.
Oh yeah.
This is the big, you know, you're no slouch is what they're telling me, is that you worked very mm-hmm. hard to get here, and you're a very mm-hmm. determined person. So yeah. they want you to dig into that determination and find where you want to be, because there's other opportunities that will pop up out there. And when you're talking to them as well, you can give them, you know, maybe it's a salary parameter, you know, maybe it's a direction with the career that you want to go. And mm-hmm. put that with them and see how they can help you sort that one out. Because this bit of synchronicity that you have coming in, they're telling you to get after it. They want you to connect, and they want you to really start using their influence to get you further. Because it is,
all right.
This feels like a little bump. It's like a little speed bump in life. I mean, this isn't going to go on too long, you know, not being very mm-hmm. happy with work. But what they're saying to me is that it takes your legwork to get this done. They're reminding you of that they have to, they can help you, but it's a dual effort, right? That's why they're our friends in spirit.
Yeah.
Our friends help mm-hmm. us, but they won't do everything for us, right? That's kind of the unfortunate part. Right. You always have to get in on this and do some of the work. But what they're telling me is there's paperwork signing around this too. It feels like there will be an offer for you because you're reading over something. So what they're saying to me is that you're going to get what you want out of this. You're gonna go further. And what I'm getting from them is you're also going to be you're going to get yourself into a higher position. And it feels like you're overseeing, right? So you're no longer the boots on the ground. You're at a higher level. And what they're telling me is that this is something you always wanted to do. You know, you didn't want to stay, you know, where you're at, but you wanted to get higher in management.
All right.
Was that your desire?
Sort of, yeah. To do more.
Yep. So they are saying that all that is very, very possible for you and the money will come.
Okay.
Money will come because it feels like you have spent a fair lot of time and money and effort to get you this role. So they're saying,
definitely.
Yeah, it will come. Do you have any quick questions? I've got a minute left here.
Anything else they're saying about anything else in life?
Their focus is basically on this. Now,
okay.
Yeah, that's where they're focusing on, because this feels like something that has been kind of itching at you and you want to get to it. So
yeah,
they're giving you the confidence and the push, but sit in that quiet and ask them for what you need. Even just put it out there in words and then, you know, speak it out loud and just sit with it and ask them to draw in. They'll give you a hand with all this.
Awesome. I'll definitely do that.
They're there, you know, and with the synchronicity, that's certainly a good sign that you've got a good connection. To foster that as well, really, you know, build that bond, because this is the greatest relationship that you can have, is having people on the other side helping with that. So may I leave that with you today?
All right. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It was lovely to meet your uncle and your grandfather who's standing in the background.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. So as we close today, remember, love does not end. It changes form. If you're feeling called to connect, I do offer readings worldwide. So visit my website, www.yourmedium.ca, for more information. And take care, and I'll see you next week.